This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. As the March 31st deadline looms, President Barack Obama is leaving no stone unturned in his quest for sign-ups to the Affordable Care Act. He even turned to the sometimes disturbingly uncomfortable Funny or Die fake internet interview show Between Two Ferns with comedian Zach Galifianakis.
Have you heard of healthcare.gov?
Here we go. Okay, let's get this out of the way. What did you come here to plug?
Well, first of all, I think it's fair to say that I wouldn't be with you here today if I didn't have something to plug. Have you heard of the Affordable Care Act?
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's the thing that doesn't work. Why would you get the guy that created the Zune to make your website?
Healthcare.gov works great now.
The day after the Between Two Ferns episode hit the web, the White House press corps spent 8 minutes quizzing the White House spokesman about whether the appearance diminished the presidency. Bill O'Reilly opined that Abraham Lincoln would never have shown up on Between Two Ferns. Shades of Bill Clinton playing Saxon shades on Arsenio Hall, or something more serious? Here to talk about that is Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Craig.
Kelly, what's wrong with the president having a little fun while trying to get his message out?
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. That clip is hysterical, and it did exactly what Obama was trying to do. Obama needs 2 million more people to sign up for health care. And he needs those people to come from the 20-something demographic. You have to think like they think. This show is incredibly successful in that market. And in fact, by the end of the day Tuesday, the day that it was posted, 7 million views for that video and 32,000 direct referrals to healthcare.gov, and then another 575,000 uniques that day, a huge spike in traffic. It had to be because of the video.
So this is sort of like product placement?
There's actually a jargony term for this, and it's called creative influencer marketing. So rather than just having some celebrity pimp your product, you really want that celebrity to do placement of your product or your idea in a broader context. So this show, Between Two Ferns, which is a spoof of a cable access show, is the perfect venue for this.
After Between Two Ferns, you heard critics saying the president brought shame on the office, backers saying hippest president ever.
Yeah, you know, I think Bill O'Reilly was a little off base when he said Lincoln would never do this. Lincoln was always trying to be funny, and I think that in the 21st century, this is exactly what Lincoln would have done to try and make a joke.
And what about the criticism about legitimate media access to the president?
So this president has been the toughest president in recent history for political reporters to get sit-downs with. And when Obama sits down to talk to somebody, he's really talking to their audience. So on Super Bowl day, he talked to Bill O'Reilly because he specifically wanted to address Bill O'Reilly's audience. Obama doesn't have a lot of motivation to sit down with the Washington Post or the New York Times. I wish he would, because I think that the entire national audience has a right to hear from the president, but there's nothing that says he has to do it, and so far this is working for him.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project. A favorite line from the president's Between Two Ferns interview? I kind of like the question about what are we going to do about North IKEA. How about you?
Oh, I like Zach Galifianakis' statement that, hey, you try being funny in Hollywood when you're fat and you smell like Doritos.